Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 36 of a Year of Self-Love Journal. This week's affirmation is, I enjoy my body and I'm entitled to discover all the pleasure it holds. This one invites us to be playful, maybe even sexual, and thinking about our body and the power, the exploration, the pleasure that we experience inside our bodies. You might have heard of a book by Adrienne Marie Brown called Pleasure Activism. If not, I encourage you to explore it. But it talks about how so often we are taught that playfulness and sexual pleasure is separate from like activism and anything with rigor and being serious about something, as if those are mutually exclusive. And it invites us to remember that they can coexist and that we don't have to like cut off or separate ourselves from pleasure while we're also engaged in like deep activism. And in fact, they can coexist and they can feed off of each other. And that if we can take time to experience pleasure in our bodies, that actually can generate, motivate ourselves towards what we value, even collective liberation in a way. So I encourage you to look into the book. It's great. This week, there are lots of questions that invite you to reflect about what are your attitudes around your body? What have you been taught about pleasure and your body? What attitudes were given to you and what maybe teachings or beliefs have shaped those attitudes? And so this could be something as simple as, you know, what you were told growing up, what you were maybe not told about like pleasure, your body, masturbation. And that could come from adults in your life. It could come from other people, your peers. It could come from religious institutions and religious teachings, from school. And so I want you to think about all those different institutions and what you were taught or what you were told, and then how that potentially, very well likely, shaped where you are today and the attitude that you have towards your body. And so as I was thinking about, you know, messages that I received, I think it was more of a lack of messages, like not something that was discussed. And so it's been an exploration for me as I've gotten older, you know, to like to not bifurcate myself in terms of like I can be really rigorous and high achieving and can also experience playfulness and pleasure, and making sure that I remind myself of that, right? If that's not something that was kind of in me or that I was raised with, it was about being achieving and doing and all of that. And playfulness was there, but not like not as much of a practice as the achievement, right? And so, you know, thinking about a friend of mine who's doing this series, Melon Mind, they're doing this series on romanticizing yourself, romancing yourself, and how you do that. And it doesn't always have to be sexual, but it can often is sensual, like loving your body, whether it's through a ritual of a bath or tea or anything that you're doing. How do you romance yourself that you don't have to wait for someone else to do that, that you can engage in that pleasure for yourself? And so I invite you to think about like, what's your current relationship with your body? What has shaped that? How could you better love yourself? What does that look like? What does that practice look like? And what do you need to feel sexy or safe or comfortable in your body to experience pleasure, to experience that playfulness? One of the ways that I have pushed myself in this practice is taking dance classes. It's something that I did when I was really young, and I think, well, a teenager. It was maybe from, I wish I could remember how old I was, maybe 10-ish to when I went off to college. And it was something I enjoyed, but it was like clearly something that was just for play, never anything that I like, you know, was going to do seriously. So school and instruments were things that I practiced and I, you know, like maybe I would keep doing those things. But dance was purely because I wanted to. And so I did it. Actually, I did. I took a West African dance during January term of college because that was for us like a 3-week term in January between fall and what we called winter semesters. There was this January term. I remember taking a West African class that for that and loving it. And then kind of it fell off. And so in the past couple of years, I picked it back up again. And it is, it's a way for me to be playful and sensual and just be in my body and love on my body in the iteration that it is in now, which is a different body than it was during college and definitely during high school. And so like cultivating that love for myself. And I think part of what helps me feel comfortable in that is like some self-talk of just reminding myself not to judge my body, that my body is in fact a different body. There's some things that it does that it couldn't do before. And there's some things that actually, I feel like because of the work I've done in terms of mobility and strength, like there are things that I can do now that I couldn't necessarily do. Like, I don't know that I could ever do a backbend. I can do a backbend now. I can do a pull-up. Like those are strength things. But I try to remind myself that when I'm in these moments in the dance class and feeling awkward in my body, that like, it's okay to feel awkward. And remember, your body's had some successes, had some wins, gone through a lot, and like you're still okay, you're still strong, and I hope to be able to keep that the strength, the playfulness, the levity as I age, because as I am watching other people in my life age, and even feeling my own body age, it's like I think we do owe it to this body that's carried us this far to take care of it, to play, to love it. And what that looks like will vary for everybody. So I encourage you to reflect for yourself, kind of like, what has shaped the attitudes? Where are you now? How can you love on yourself more? And to think about how you give that to yourself. Because sometimes with these weekly affirmations, they're pretty big ideas. And we can think about them and then leave it. And like put it back down, just like we put a book back down. I want you to think about how you can incorporate some of these ideas or even incorporate some of the challenging of ideas that you come up with that you're like, ooh, I don't want to feel that way about my body. I want more of this. Like, how do you intentionally cultivate what you want? And what does it look like to do that on a daily or weekly basis? So I invite you to think about not only the attitudes and how you enjoy your body and the fact that you are entitled to pleasure, but also intentionally thinking about how you infuse those moments throughout your day, throughout your week, and throughout your month. Because it's not something that you should only come back to every so many years once you're burnt out and you're like, oh, okay, I should get in touch with my body. I should get in touch with pleasure. It's something I want you to build, just like I would want you to build strength in your muscles. So I'd be curious in the comments to hear how you love on yourself, what that looks like for you to feel pleasure in your body, what attitudes have shaped where you are. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have Tita's Bill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories. Or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.